Good morning. We're continuing the Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf Beis, dealing with the Melacha of Melabein, also known as Kibbutz, the process of washing clothing. And we're about to start Siman Gimel, so let's just give an introduction to Siman Gimel. So the discussion here in Siman Beis and Siman Gimel is, at what point do we say the concept of Shiyusa is a Kibbutz, soaking something, is automatically an act of kibbutz. One of the roots of this discussion is a Tosis in Shabbos and Daf Kufi and Aleph. Tosis grapples with the following question. The Gemara says in Yuma that a person is allowed to travel on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara is dealing with the Yom Kippur question, is a person allowed to go through water on Yom Kippur on the way to see the Rebbe? So the Gemara says that that's mutter because he's not doing it for the purpose of rechitza on Yom Kippur, washing his body in Yom Kippur, which is also in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says that's mutter. The Gemara does not seem to be bothered by the fact that the person obviously is walking in public through the water to get to his Rebbe. He's wearing clothing, so he's walking into the water. It means his clothing is going to get wet. So why don't we apply the rule of Shriyosu Zer Kibusoi? Similarly, the Gemara in Beya, the Gemara talks a case about a woman who's a Nida, who became Tahara on Yom Tov, and she needs clothing, and her clothing is Tamea. Chazal were Masakin that you cannot take a beggar which is Tomei and terrible on Yom Tov because it looks like a Tikkun. Before you could not use this beggar in situations of Tahara, now you could. See, well, there's no physical change. Chazal asked it because it's a form of Tikkun. So a person can't be terrible, a beggar which is Tomei on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Woman is in Nida. And she goes to the mikveh and she wants to come home and function normally in her house, but there might be a tumah and tahara in her house. And all of her clothing is Tomei. Even if it would make her Tomei again, it'll make the food Tomei. And their makbid to eat their food, tahara, either because they're kahanim, or even the people known as prushim, would be makbid even eat their chulin with the lachas of tumah and tahara. But you can't tumble your beged on Yom Tov. So Chazal say, no problem, we're going to be makel and allow her to go to the mikvah wearing her beged as a way to be tumble the beged on Yom Tov. Now, how do she go to the mikvah? Aren't you allowed, isn't the problem to go into a bath on Yom Tov or Shabbos? So interesting enough, Medina de Gemara, immersing oneself in cold water, going to a mikvah, is mutter, Medina de Gemara, because it looks like you're just doing it to cool off. So it's not nikkur, you're doing it l'shem tumah and purpose of tumah and tahara. But isn't just soaking for the purpose of cooling off also aser? So that is a minig of the Rishonim that the Rishonim introduced not to do that. Medina de Gemara, a person could go into a cold body of water and cool himself on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So going into the water is mutter, because for the purpose of cooling oneself. Going to a mikveh is mutter because it looks like you're cooling oneself. It's not nikkur that you're doing it for the tikkun, but taking a baggit and dumping a baggit into the mikveh is asur. Wearing the baggit is mutter. What about chatzitza? Either case, if the woman is ready to tahara, or she's wearing loose-fitting clothing, so even though we are makban on the chatzitza lechatchila to wear something, in a case where it's loose-fitting, it works. So Chazal said we're going to allow this woman to go into the mikvah with her baggit in order to be able to make the baggit tor. So she says, 1 second, what happened? The shvius is al kibbutzai. But soaking it is considered kibbutz, which is also a Yom Tov. So what do you do? So Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz is that this is derech lichluch. Other mikvahs were the cleanest places in the world. The rivers they were going through had mud and dirt in them. They weren't perfectly clear. So you're doing something not in the form of how you would wash something, but rather you were dirty something. one teretz. Second teretz is if you're talking about a beggar which is clean, you do not say shrius is a kibusoi by a clean beggar. So these 2 points that the Chayim discussed in the previous siman, where he said that maybe it's only if it's derech kibus, not derech lichluch, is one teretz of toises. The other teretz of toises is when it's a clean beggar, you do not say shrius is a kibusoi. The first teretz holds even if it's a clean beggar, you do say shrius is a kibusoi. That's what the Chayim is going to mention here in this siman, that some say by a clean beggar, you say shrius is a kibusa, and some say you don't say it. And the same thing he mentioned in the previous siman. Some say derech lichluch is a heter, and some say it's not. Obviously, we're dealing with suffix to raisa, so we have to mark for both directions. That's introduction to siman gimel. We will learn that tomorrow. Meanwhile, have a good day.